eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Jack Fritz in for John Marks on this Tuesday afternoon. It is Marks and Reese alongside Mr. Ike Reese. It's time. And we do this every Thursday at 3 o'clock. We bring on the one and only Sheil Kapadia from TheRinger.com. Sheil, what's happening, brother? How you doing?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Well, I mean, listen.
We're going through withdrawal here, Sheil. Yeah, yeah, I mean, the Eagles haven't played in a month.
It does feel like it has been such a long time. You know, when you go bye and then you go Monday night game, that routine of sitting down on a Sunday or going to the game on a Sunday, that's been out the window. So, yeah, it'll be nice. Listen, if all things go according to plan, you get football for, what, 8 straight weeks, then you get a breather, and then you get more football. So look at it
that's
that
right.
Way.
And
that's
then you
right.
get a second breather after that in between the Super Bowl and the NFC Championship game.
That's
so,
right.
It could be a good little stretch here. All right, Sheil, the Chiefs. How much different is this team from the team that we saw in the Super Bowl?
It's really different, in my opinion. I mean, I would say this is easily the best defense they've ever had with Mahomes and Reed, and I would say it's the worst offense they've ever had with Mahomes and Reed. I mean, their identity is a lot different than it was in that Super Bowl. You know, they have two new offensive tackles. Their skill position players have not played as well. And so offensively, they really lack a rhythm. They lack an explosiveness. For as much as they relied on Patrick Mahomes before, it's even more now. I mean, he is just in, like, creation mode throughout these games. So that's the offense. And then defensively, they're just playing a lot better than they played last year. You know, they had a bunch of rookie corners who stepped up last year and played well. But now all those guys are in their second season, really understanding Steve Spagnuolo's scheme. And so I would say overall the identity of that team is quite a bit different than the team the Eagles saw in the Super Bowl.
Sheil, like, I guess if you had to say, you know, the Eagles' issues, you know, have kind of perked up here, whether it's the run game, whether it's the secondary, you know, closing out games, of those kind of issues that you see with this team, which do you believe was the most correctable over the bye, and which do you think they needed to shore up the most?
Most correctable, I would probably say, is the run game. And that's, you know, listen, it might not be, because I don't know what Jalen Hurts' health is. And so if they look at it and they look at him during the bye and say, you know what, he just can't be a big factor in the run game, then I could be wrong about that. I mean, you look at the Super Bowl and Jalen Hurts' legs, like, solved so many of their problems, third down, fourth down, two-point conversions. But I just have so much faith in kind of the offensive line and Jeff Stoutland that even if that is the case, I feel like they can scheme some stuff up and say, you know what, let's make some tweaks. We have some time to reset here, and let's make sure we can get this run game going. And I do think that's going to be a big factor in this game. That Chiefs defense that I just said was really good, they're still vulnerable against the run. So I think you can get after them there. Now, the most concerning to me, I would give you a different answer, and that would be just in the secondary, the coverage aspect of it. I mean, our last look at this team was Dak Prescott really going up and down the field against them for most of that game. And that, I just don't know how much of it is correctable, because the linebackers, you still have an issue there. Slot corner, I think you probably still have an issue there. safety, can Kevin Byard look like a different guy than he looked like in his first two games? I mean, he didn't do a lot that was encouraging in those first two games. It was a tough spot, so maybe he plays well now. But I think that's kind of the Achilles heel of this team. When I look at this stretch of five games, when I look at the rest of the season, is do they just have enough guys on defense, specifically, again, in the middle of the field, to stop some of these great quarterbacks?
Yeah, I mean, that's where I would be at too, Shiel. We've been bouncing back and forth with what's more critical for the Eagles to fix, the running game or their pass defense. I just don't know in today's league with some of these quarterbacks we're going to be facing moving forward, especially when you're talking about getting to playoff football. If an offense feels they can move the ball down on the field against you through the air, it's much easier for an offense to do that because they're picking up bigger yardage, and that certainly could come back and hurt this team. I guess my long way around to a question here is Kevin Byard, right? Kevin Byard and Bradley Roby certainly have great track records as players. I'm just wondering, do they still have that football left in them or anything close to that, what they were prior to getting here?
Yeah, it's a great question. It sounds weird to say because neither of those guys were on the team before the season. Those two guys could go a long way in like defining the ceiling of this team. I mean, it really is true. So Roby, I mean, you know, he played a couple games there. I actually thought he looked more comfortable than I was expecting. I mean, this was a guy normally when you sign a corner off the street kind of in season, you got to temper your expectations. I think he's a smart player. He's played in a lot of schemes, and so a lot of that in the nickel is probably going to be, you know, do you know your rules? Do you know your leverage? Do you know where you're supposed to be? And so I do have, you know, I don't want to say high hopes, but I have hopes that he can be competent enough and an upgrade from what they've had there. But again, he's, what, 31 years old, and he has to stay healthy. Yeah. Byard is the guy I'm really curious about. I mean, he's played, I think, over 500 snaps this year, and he's got his hand on the football once, and that was on a fumble recovery. He doesn't have a pass breakup. He doesn't have an interception. He doesn't have a forced fumble. And so, you know, sometimes when a team trades a player, they have more information on the player than you do. Now, again, you've been in the league.
He doesn't have a pass breakup?
I thought he's a ball hawk, Shiel. I mean, wasn't that his whole calling card?
He doesn't have a pass breakup. He has not touched the football in the air this entire season.
Wow. Oh, my God. We're screwed. I mean, he's trading a fifth and sixth round pick. Isn't there a contract next year, too?
Man, I love when I can surprise you guys with this. It doesn't happen.
That's
often.
Terrifying. That's the worst thing you've ever done on the show.
I didn't know he didn't have a pass.
Oh, my God. One? He's touched one ball this year?
Balls.
Yeah, and it was a fumble recovery. So, listen, you saw it. I mean, in that Cowboys game, what were they doing on third down? When Byard in there, I mean, they were targeting him quite a bit. So he does have a track record of being a good player. I don't want to come on and bury the guy. Maybe he's got some good football left in him. But, yeah, I think he's a really – a key player for that.
Yeah, I thought Jake Ferguson was Travis Kelce in that game with the Cowboys.
Like 91 yards or something. Yeah.
Shiel, do you think that Taylor Swift needs to wear a little bit of Eagles garb on Sunday to maintain her face in Philadelphia, or does she just go all in on the Chiefs?
Oh my gosh! Her dad is a big Eagles fan, right?
Well, Howard made it seem like he's
waffling.
Well, Howard's like he's been traveling all over the place, so
his son-in-law might play for the Chiefs.
Yeah, we don't know. I mean, she can't go full Chiefs here, Sheila. It's over.
I mean, you know, but I remember this last year, someone had asked the question, like, which, you know, celebrities are the biggest Eagles fans or something to me, and I started doing a little research. I mean, when she plays in Boston, I mean, she has thrown on a Patriots jersey in the past. So I don't know how strong her allegiance would be.
I'm building a stronger case day by day.
We don't need you to break any more news here, man.
You're ruining the city in the last 2 minutes. Kevin Byard can't get his hands on a football, and then Taylor Swift is rooting for the Chiefs and Patriots. What a disaster. Shiel, do you think that the Eagles are, quote-unquote, the best team in football because they actually are, or is it by default because the league's not that great?
I feel like there's a lot of teams bunched at the top. And so, I might go to the latter a little bit. Like, if this were a different season, most seasons, I think you have a team that looks like more of a juggernaut when you get to this point in the season and you say, all right, the Eagles might not be as good as that team. But when you look at the way this season has played out, I mean, I've got them, you know, we have to do the power rankings on the Ringer, and I put them number one. I mean, they're 8-1. They're not perfect, but they find ways to win games. The quarterback's been playing at a high level. They're good on the lines of scrimmage on both sides. And if you think about it, you go around the league, like, find how many fan bases are really happy with their teams right now. You know, Chiefs fans are going, shoot, our offense doesn't look right. Bills fans, you know, enough said. Ravens fans, they keep blowing games in the fourth quarter. 49ers, they lost three in a row. Cowboys, you know, they can't feel comfortable. They haven't gotten past the divisional round in 27 years. And so it's like one of those weird seasons where every fan base, every team is kind of looking at their team going, how good are we? And you don't really know. So I think when you look at what the Eagles have done with their track record going back to last year, this year, and specifically kind of how good you feel about the quarterback, I think I put them right there with any team.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Sheila, what do you think there? We've talked about this gauntlet, you know, the next five games, really since the summer, since the schedule came out, is this is going to be the time that we're going to know truly how great this football team is. I don't want to give away your pick for Sunday, but what's your kind of projection heading into the stretch? Like, what would your record be if you had to say today?
Yeah, I was just looking at it. I feel like maybe 3-2, and I say that, and I'm sure there's people.
Oh, you're such a cop out. Everyone's saying 3-2. Have a take, Kapadia.
Well, that is the take. I mean, here's the thing: you go 3-2, and you're probably going to finish 14-3 and have the number one seed in the NFC. So, like, I think there are going to be times, we know how the city is, in the next 5 weeks, where it'll feel like the sky is falling and this team's no good and they don't have it. And guess what? You're probably going to look up when we get to the first week of January and, you know, barring an injury or something really weird happening, they're going to be in the driver's seat even with those losses. So they've built up such a big cushion that they can actually afford. 3-2 is but perfectly fine. You're not probably losing anything if you go 3-2.
Yeah, it's just like when people say that the Phillies are going to win in six, or it's like, oh, I'm not that confident, but I'm also not.
Everybody doesn't have to have a take, man.
Listen, Jack, you can play the clip. I mean, who was the guy who predicted the Brandon Graham strip sack in the Super Bowl to the exact second?
Okay? No, that actually is pretty
that's
good.
Right.
I don't
right.
like to toot my own horn.
You would never
I don't
do that.
You telling me about predictions or takes? Okay, I'm doing all right there.
I know. All right, tonight we got Bengals Ravens. Could be a little Super Bowl preview here for the Eagles, as one of these teams might be there. If you had to project today, who do you think the Eagles have a better chance of beating, the Ravens or the Bengals?
Better team. You know, I think the Ravens are the more complete team, but Joe Burrow in a big game still probably scares me. So, I would probably say the Ravens, not that strongly about it. But, yeah, I think those are probably two of maybe the four teams in the AFC that can get to the Super Bowl. So the Ravens are a very complete team, but, man, they've had some of these losses that if they were happening in Philadelphia, we would not be able to get over here, where they have two touchdown leads in the fourth quarter. I think they've blown three of them this year. So, yeah, I think when Burrow is healthy, he's still the guy that kind of scares me quite a bit.
All right, Sheila, I know part of your lukewarm take was 3-2. Does that include a win on Monday night against the Chiefs?
You know what? I look at this. I was going back and forth on this game quite a bit. I couldn't get out of my head the way Dak Prescott graded those second reaction plays against this Eagles defense and really lit them up. So this is one of the losses I have. This is part of the two losses I have in the next five games. I think the Eagles offense is going to play well. I think it's going to be a back and forth game. But ultimately, you know, we just talked about their pass defense. I kind of need to see it to believe it. And so I think they could have some issues there for sure. I've got Chiefs 27, Eagles 24, Chiefs barely covering that 2.5-point spread.
Wow, that's your first projected loss of the year.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, I think I picked them to win every game. Yeah, I think that's right.
You've always been a homer. Appreciate you, Sheil. read his work at theringer.com. Sheil Kapadia. Follow him on Twitter at Sheil Kapadia.
All right, brother.